What I love about this blog of mine is that it's always on the move. And I'm currently sitting in the little market town of Bungay in the churchyard listening to a robin. And I'm here for the Open Gardens this weekend. And I'm en route to Lowestoft to see my dad, who's 94, in a residential home. And then tomorrow I'm seeing my aunt from Oxford, who's here in Norfolk to have a little holiday herself, who's approaching 90 and is one of my adoptive style parents that I mentioned in my last blog. And I'm sitting here thinking about words that would describe my own experiences when it comes to care. And these are the adjectives that I think best fits how I feel about my own role and all the history I've had within both the caring profession and also my own personal care. Caring can be a really lonely and isolating experience. It can be frightening, debilitating, frustrating, and you can sometimes feel complete despair. I think also the need for carer support has never been greater than it is today. Now, fortunately, a couple of weeks ago, I connected up with an American blogger, and I'm citing her work today. She's a new blogger, and she blogs about care for people and her experiences with special educational needs and also dementia. So the blog this week is called A Pathway of Caring, something like that. I haven't really thought of the exact title, but you shall see it. And I wanted to look into just how many unpaid carers there are, and also just how many carers there are in the UK. And I thought about what care would mean for myself and for others. So I hope this blog today will give you a deeper insight into the world of carers, how much we need to support them, and the startling facts that I have found out myself. So I shall continue with my day and hope it's a good one for you as I'm sitting here in Bungay with the robin. I've got my Merlin app back on track, and I'm away having a couple of days from what has been a really busy, caring few days myself. Okay, take care everyone, and bye for now.